It's been almost 5 years. As Simonelli Real Estate pushed for development of the site, it turned into nearly a civil war in the various waterfront neighborhoods as the original plan for high-rise housing shrank into construction of 20 townhouses. The price to be paid for the 2.5 acres of land has also shrunk with the decreasing development and because of unexpected environmental remediation. During the session, Council President Darius Pridgen called the vote, and there was a majority for approval before it all fell apart. Pridgen explained the complexity of the proposed deal.
The second most involved process in which we really did have to dig in there. And at the end of the day, nobody is 100% happy. But we got to a point that made sense for most people.
What crashed the deal before the votes were officially counted was concern that once the townhouses were built and turned over to the new owners in turn could put balconies on the new homes and block the view of other residents. Trying to put restrictions on the deeds on the fly during the meeting became too complicated, and it may pass in 2 weeks. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.